everyone, and welcome to God-Sized Stories. This is your host, Patricia Holbrook. Did you know that the prophecy in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation is closer to be fulfilled than many imagine? In Revelation 7:9, the Apostle John saw a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Well, in this episode, I share an exciting conversation with Steve Cleary. Steve is a movie producer who was contemplating semi-retirement when he received a vision from God in a dream. In the vision, God showed he would start a project that would greatly impact world missions. You'll get our details during our conversation. But it is from that dream that the iBible project was born. The iBible is a visual storytelling of the Bible through animation. Spearheaded by Steve Cleary, the iBible team is on a mission to bring the gospel to life through this captivating medium, sharing the message of salvation and hope in a visually appealing form. Now, the cool thing is that this app is completely free and accessible to the 7 billion smartphones available in the world today. Join us during this conversation as we explore the project's impact, its plans for expansion into different languages, and the opportunities for viewers, donors, and prayer partners to get involved in the fulfillment of John's prophecy in Revelation 7. While you're listening, just don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you do not miss any of my incredible guest interviews. And also, we would appreciate it if you give us a 5-star review. Well, you are definitely about to hear a God-sized story. Enjoy it. Oh, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, Steve. You are a very busy man with an incredible charge from God, really.
A bit overwhelming.
I can only imagine. And I know you've been a producer, very successful producer for many years. And then in 2019, you had a vision. God gave you a vision. And I just want to, because there's so much to unpack that I want the public to know. Because when I received the information about iBible from your agent, I was like, I need to talk to him. This is incredible. So tell me a little bit about this vision that God gave you.
You know, I was at that time in my life, like you mentioned, it was a few years back. And at the time of my life, I was thinking of semi-retiring. I had some contracts that I could work part-time. And my wife and I had purchased land in Costa Rica. We had planted trees. It's in the rainforest. And we said, maybe we should slow down, you know, and spend some time in Costa Rica, spend more time with our grandkids, and I could work part-time. And then I had this dream, and I wasn't looking for anything, wasn't asking for anything. And I had this dream that God had a project for me to do that would greatly impact world missions. And the dream kind of shook me up. And you know, I tell people I'm an Anglican. I don't go to a charismatic church. I didn't know if Anglicans were allowed to have dreams. but I just had this dream, and I told my wife when I woke up, and she said, "What's the project?" And I said, "I don't know." I said, I it wasn't in the dream. And she goes, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to see what happens. I'm going to see what God does." And it was some months later, I was reading an article on the urgency of teaching the Bible as one story and how we've kind of lost teaching the complete gospel, you know, from Genesis to Christ's second coming. And it just like a spear just went right through me. And I knew, and you know, the article was called The Urgency, and I knew what the project was. And I remember it was Thanksgiving morning. People were in the kitchen preparing, and I was studying and reading, and I knew. I told my wife, I said, God has called me to present a visual representation of the entire biblical narrative. And at that time, I didn't even really know what narrative was. And like you said, I had done some movies. I'd done Pilgrim's Progress animation. I've done a number of animated films for TV and for Mission Field. I've done a feature film on Richard Warmbrand's life. So I knew how to do media. I knew that part of my life, but I didn't know the Bible narrative part. I myself wasn't somebody who spent a lot of time reading the Old Testament, and I was more focused on the New Testament. So it really was a journey for me personally, because it wasn't something like I had this lifelong passion to accomplish. It was all new to me. I was discovering it as I was walking this journey.
Wow, this is incredible. And my daughters, they go to Passion City Church with Louis Giglio. And I don't know if you've heard of the Jesus Bible, and he, together with several other writers, you know, he assembled a team, an editorial team. And pretty much the whole concept is to the fact that Jesus is seen, you know, in the background from Genesis to Revelation, and that then the importance, what you just said, how important it is that we tell that story as one story, because especially nowadays, the Old Testament is being attacked so much, even within the Christian church. Mm-hmm. And I heard one time Ken Ham say, he says, if the devil can make you doubt Genesis, he will make you believe that the resurrection didn't happen. So yeah. there's such an important project. So I know that you all launched a book, a movie, a short, at the end, just in December, 3 months ago, with an incredible, overwhelming response around the world, 89,000 yep. Decisions for Christ. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. And so when we were working on, so we worked on Genesis first for iBible. It consists of 42 episodes. The episodes are about 7 minutes long. So it's a lot of content. It's like 4.5 hours of content. But while we were producing this, people kept asking me, what about people who are watching this episode and they haven't discovered Christ? They want to know about Jesus. You know, they need to be saved. And I really struggled with that. I was so focused on producing in a chronological order, but I prayed for 2 years. I prayed about this, and we looked at other content. We thought maybe we could just use somebody else's content. And finally, after 2 years, I remember I was waiting to go to the airport. My wife and I were flying someplace, and it just hit me. It hit me what the script needed to be. The same way we tell the story of the whole Bible, we want to tell all the story of the gospel of Jesus. And so I had my staff, I says, pull out every single scripture in the Bible that references Jesus and salvation. And they came up with 300 scriptures. And then I weave those into a script. And it's called our salvation episode. And we refer to it as the real story of Jesus. And so we produced this over 7 months and in our iBible animated format. And then we said, let's just kick it out on social media and see what happens. And we kicked it out on social media and started just in English. And we had thousands of people watching and hundreds of people saying, I prayed for salvation. At the end of the video, we have a salvation prayer. And people were telling us they prayed for salvation. And we said, let's translate this into a handful of languages. And we shared it with our donors. I expected 12 languages to be sponsored. We had 112 languages sponsored. We started translations. We started kicking this out on social media. And like you said, and we put it in, and I can look right now, you know, you mentioned 86,000. So if I look right now, the number is 96,285 people have prayed for salvation. 1.3 million people have watched the episode. And we've only published 8 languages so far. We're going to publish 108. And it just showed us that the world is so hungry for visual content, content they can consume on their phone. And for 1 out of every 11 people who watch the video, somebody says, I prayed for salvation. And these are just seeds. We're just planting seeds. We're just ministering to people. So yes, it was incredibly exciting for us. It is one of our iBible episodes, but it's the episode really that tells you how to be saved and only uses scripture. So,
I love that. You know, as you were telling that, I promise you, I'm not lying. I have like goosebumps because we're hearing so much about the fact that like we see that the enemy and the work of the enemy is just on steroids around the world. You know, it's just we see that the time is drawing nearer and nearer for the coming of Christ. But then you see that the work of God is on steroids too. It's just like that great harvest that we know is going to happen at the end of times. It's happening right now. And so when I read about this, because I'll be honest with you, I had no idea about it. So when I received that, I was like, oh my goodness, I need to talk to Steve because this is incredible. But, you know, so for people like me who did not know about iBible, because it's a fairly new also project, tell them, describe them what it is, because some people may be saying, what are y'all talking about? Tell us exactly what iBible is.
So simply put, iBible is a visual presentation of the Bible. And we use animation. We're using different styles of animation as we go. We create about 7-minute episodes. They're free to watch. We create resources to go with them. And our goal is to tell the entire story, the entire narrative of Scripture. What happened? What is the story? And like you said, this story just reveals Jesus from beginning to end. And it really brings us into the heartbeat of God. And so we've finished Genesis. It consists of 42 episodes. The entire iBible, we're projecting to be 280 episodes. I believe it's the biggest single Bible project ever undertaken. It's very honoring and humbling that God gave me this vision to do this. I often ask myself why. You know, there's much bigger and more capable organizations than we have, because we started with nothing but a vision. And so we're so excited after 7 years of since the first dream, and now on Easter launching 42 episodes of Genesis that people can watch online. We are in the Apple Store, starting, depending on when you're watching this, starting Easter Sunday. You can find us in the Apple App Store. Just type iBible by Revelation Media. Or if you're on an Android device, you can simply go to iBible.app. You will find us and you can register there. You can watch the episodes. You can explore the content. We have quizzes for kids. They earn badges. We have family discussion resources. We can go back to family devotions and actually have interesting discussions with our kids, have it video-based. For me, it's my grandkids and my kids I watch iBible with. And we have leaders' guides. If you're a Sunday school teacher, we have curriculum for you that you can. We're just going to give you 42 Sunday school lessons, and it's already there. It's already being published. And that's the biggest joy for us, is to see people watch and engage in Scripture. And something I want to mention is that our scripts are not Bible stories. We only use the Scripture. And then we have them, and even though it's an original script because it's storytelling, we submit those to the highest level consultants, translators, and theologians available to us. And we make sure we are scripturally accurate. And we have authentication from SIL. It's a sister ministry to Wycliffe, that they recognize us and approve us as a legitimate translation of Scripture. So you know you're engaging in God's Word. There are incredible Bible stories out there, you know, from VeggieTales to The Chosen, but that's not what God called us to do. God called us to create a visual representation of the Bible. So being true to every word of Scripture is at the core of what we do.
So important, you know, and of course, we are so grateful for The Chosen and other venues and other resources that are out there proclaiming the gospel of Christ and attracting people in different ways. But I love the fact that you are so careful about making sure that there's the translations and that that it is a scriptures, that you are not going to create questions, you know, among believers and among churches or denominations, whether it is accurate, it's not. You are already crossing all the T's and dotting the I's. And I love that because it gives confidence to people like me and other people who don't necessarily have time to analyze, you know, every little aspect right. of a project, because you already have a seal of somebody that we know. You know, like Wycliffe's sister company that has an organization that has said, yes, this is very, this is a great resource and great translation. And my understanding is that in that you are planning, as the episodes are completed, they will be free to translate into any of the world's 7,000 plus languages. How is that possible?
Yeah, so obviously that's a lot of languages. we're launching with six. And so, you know, we're taking one step in that direction. But we're, you know, we're working with foundations and donors to sponsor major languages. And we're open to that. Obviously, we have to pay to get all the translation and to get the voice actors done. But the exciting thing that's happening is churches that represent maybe less known languages, we call them minority languages, they're coming to us and they're saying, we will help you. So if you can imagine a church, let's say a church in Madagascar that speaks a language we're not, you know, super familiar with, maybe they don't have a lot of Christian content, maybe they have the New Testament and the Jesus film, but they're coming to us and they're saying, we want to translate Genesis. And their church members are the actors for the characters. And we're working with them. So we'll send them equipment and we do some training and we give them examples of the emotion that should be used for each character. So if you can imagine, we give this to the church and the church translates it for us, for themselves, and gets to use it than anybody in the world that speaks that languages. So yes, we can go the traditional route, you know, raise a bunch of money and translate into the world's languages, which we do. But the way we're really going to have a lot of languages is by getting churches around the world to get excited about the project and step up and say, our church is going to take this on as a project. And we're already seeing that. We have, I mentioned Madagascar. We have a group in Madagascar that works with a network of churches. They've committed to 29 languages. And you can imagine what it would cost me. Yeah, it would cost me over $1 million to do 29 yes. languages. And that's they're right. stepping up and offering to do it. And if we can do that in every country, we have a group in Uganda. We have, now we've already done Swahili. We paid for that for Kenya and Uganda. But the more people step up, it actually is possible. And I've asked myself, I said, if we have a goal of reaching 7,000 languages, because the Bible says that every language will hear the gospel before Christ right. returns, right? It says that's that in right. Revelation.
Yeah, it's
the so, what's the plan to reach 7,000 languages? And to me, it's to give the project to the churches that already speak these languages and give them a script that's easier to follow. So our script is much easier to translate because we've already unpacked all the nuances of scripture. We've already put it in chronological order and we've already put it in storybook format. It's already in a story format. So the translation, we estimate the translation is only going to take 5 to 10% of the resources to translate a complete word for word Bible, but you're still going to be getting the whole story. It doesn't replace the Bible, but it gives you the story of the entire Bible.
Love God's Word? Can you imagine if you didn't have a copy of the Bible? Well, for those who don't know, I am the president and content creator of Soaring With Him Ministries. And at Soaring With Him, our passion is to bring the truth of God's Word to life and make it accessible to everyone. Through our Bible Literacy and Distribution Program, we provide free Bibles and Bible studies that I write to women in our Agape Shelter program. But that's not all. We also have a form on our website that anyone from all over the world can request a copy of the Bible. And listen, we receive requests from all over the world that we simply cannot fulfill. We need your help. Would you consider joining us in our mission to spread the Word of God? Your donation of just $50 can provide Bibles to 10 people in need. Now, if you become a monthly partner, every $25 that you donate monthly can give one study Bible to someone who wants to learn how to study the Bible and dig deeper. I invite you to find out more about Soaring With Him programs and our needs by visiting our website, www.soaringwithhim.com, or go to our show notes and follow the link from there. It's incredible to me because when I just think about the story of translation of the Bible, because we my husband and I, we've been supporting Wycliffe for many years. We have missionaries that we support there, and we know the how long it takes, like for a language to be decoded. You know, one of the missionaries that we support, he's an engineer from Georgia Tech, and he literally works on building the alphabet on languages that don't even have the written form, right? Mm-hmm. So it is a painful and very, very long process that involves a lot of things. And now with this resource, first of all, who doesn't have a phone, you know, in their tribe? Even somebody exactly. In the tribe is going to have a phone. And yeah. then you think about, okay, limitations of like how many missionaries are willing to go to a little village in the middle of Nepal or somewhere like that in the world, a remote place in the 1040 window. And this is like having a missionary on your phone telling about the gospel and about salvation. And it's so exciting because it just shows us that, just like you said, we know the seeing revelations where there is a representative of every tribe and every nation, every tongue around the throne. And you are going to be part of this incredible, you and your team, this incredible a beautiful scene that we see on the book of Revelation. How exciting. And I was looking at Steve as well on the budget, you know, on the cost. And there was a comparison. You said a Disney animation can cost about $1 million per minute to produce, for instance. And yes. The iBible, it's about $12,500 per minute to produce. It doesn't mean that it's not a costly project. It has many people involved. How many people do you have involved right now in this project, working hands-on?
Right now we have 50. To reach our goal, my personal goal is to be done in between 7 and 9 years. 9 years at the longest, 7 years at the earliest. We still need to increase our funding to be able to do that. We'll need to increase our funding about four times what it is currently. But now that we're releasing episodes, we believe more people will be joining us. And so it's about 50 people, and we'll probably grow to 100. But here's what we're doing, which is really cool. And I believe God has led me to do this, is that we started out just by hiring experienced animators and artists, but we're also doing more with interns, and we're doing more with students. So we're working with the university in Kenya for a pilot program, a very good university. And they've asked us to set up a animation degree program and to teach their kids animation, because we're moving to computer-based animation away from hand-drawn animation. Mm-hmm. So it's potentially will be much faster for us to develop. And with these students, we're saying, if you will let them work on iBible with us, then we will do the training. We will offer the training and the computers for free. You bring the students, but it's an iBible program. So they're learning animation, but they're working on the Bible. And we hope that plant seeds in their life, that they continue to do biblically based animations and Christian animations all their life. And if this works in this university, we're going to open it up to other universities. So we're going to stop hiring normal seasoned artists. We're going to keep the ones we have, but they're going to be teaching the next generation and encouraging them to do this and showing them. I mean, can you imagine? I still can't even fathom that 96,000 people watched something I worked on and said they prayed for salvation. I mean, it's just mind blowing, right? I mean, even the time we've been talking, 15 more people have said yes to Jesus.
That's so beautiful.
So to see that happen around the clock. But, you know, I'm in the winter of my life, you know, and I got grandkids. I need the next generation to grab this vision and run with it. And they will do a better job than me. They will take it places I will never take it. They will take it to 7,000 languages. And so God has led us to invest in young people. So we're going to grow our staff with interns and students, college students. And we think that's going to have a double blessing, because we want them to continue doing visual media wherever God leads them.
That's awesome. Yeah. And like you said, you're training the next generation, you know, that they could be drawing something destructive and horror drawings or what have you. And this is so beautiful. And I actually just, I'm reminded of an extremely talented neighbor I had in the home that we used to live before. That she is working on animation right here in Atlanta. She's at school at the Savannah. What's the name? There's a big animation school here in Atlanta, and I'm gonna have to talk to her about you, about this project, because I think she would be incredible, and she's a student there still. So
please do.
Yeah, I will. Well, and I am also looking at the budget for this project, because this is very important for the listeners who are listening to this and saying, oh my goodness, I want to get involved. How can I help? And I mean, you can sponsor a complete episode for $87,500 is what it costs for one episode. And of course, for a person, most likely that's a lot, but perhaps for a church or for a group or for a business, a Christian business entrepreneur that does invest in the kingdom somehow, this is not hard to find. And some people are even fundraising for this, right, Steve? I'm sure that you have individuals who are or companies who are fundraising for this. So how do you involve people in this fundraising process?
You know, we send out a lot of email content. We keep people completely up to date. They get to see a behind the scenes production. We do devotionals so they can join our email list. And if you go to either revelationmedia.com, if you go to i.bible, which is our iBible site, if you download the app, there's a place to add a comment. And we want people to join us. We want people to join on this journey. We have people that encourage us. And we have people that pray for us. We have people that financially support us. And of course, we have people that do, you know, all three of those. And this is what it's going to take, because this really belongs to the church. I often meet, even this morning, I was meeting with the pastor of a mega church here in Dallas. And I said, this belongs to the church. You know, sometimes it's harder to work with the church because we have committees and we have programs and they're all so busy, but God has led me to bring this to the church, and so that they can, because they can have it for free, and then they can use it as an outreach program. They can use it in their Sunday school. So I think as more people use it and as our word gets out there, I mean, hopefully even if you search iBible on Google, you're going to find us and write to us, get on our email list. You'll receive, you know, a few mailings a year, but we send out an email every day with an update. We send out a lot of content. We have great content writers, and we're very transparent. We just share the heart. We do operate by faith every day. We need enough money to come in to keep going. We don't have a big storehouse. We invest what God gives us, and we definitely live by faith. It is a big project. It's a $25 million project. But imagine, we're doing the entire Bible for less than the average animation you would ever watch on Disney, way less. And it's the whole Bible. It'll be 30 hours of animation, and it will be free to the world.
That's the other thing that people have to understand. This is free. Anyone, it's a free app. You don't have any subscriptions, anything. Nope. For anyone in the world. I got very excited because I saw, you know, I'm seeing your schedule of like translations, and I'm from Brazil, and I saw that the next one is Brazilian Portuguese. One of the next
coming
is Brazilian Portuguese, and I am so excited. There's a huge movement of God happening in my country. And so many people coming to Christ there and leaving a lot of confusion. I think that Brazil has been one of those countries that it has had a confused understanding of Christ for many years. It was a Catholic, mostly Catholic country with a lot of mixture of the African religions and the African codes. So it just like created a very confused kind of understanding of Jesus. And so there was a huge movement happening there. And it's just so exciting to me to know that this is going to be translated to my language, my mother tongue. It's very, very exciting. Tell me something. I am looking at your timeline. So you, as of right now, you are releasing the first 42 episodes of Genesis. So is it the entire book of Genesis now on Easter, just a week away?
Yes, it's the entire book of Genesis. Again, it's not all the sections will be called by the Bible names. Like Life of Christ encompasses all four Gospels. That's what we're working on now. So mm-hmm. we pray that's released Christmas 2025. So about a year and a half from now. And we have all our team training and working on assets for the Life of Christ. Like I said, we switched to a 3D animation style. And so Genesis, from creation to the death of Joseph, covers the entire book of Genesis. You know, what's exciting is Genesis is about 38,000 words. If you read it, our script is about 32,000 words. So we have 85% of every word in the Bible, in Genesis, included in our scripts. It's laid out in chronological order. It's been reviewed by theologians. And so I get most excited about the script because I know it's the word of God. And even if the animation changes and we tweak it, the script is not going to change because it's the word of God. And the word of God has power. You know, we can make a really great movie and you can cry, you can be touched, and you know, I love all that. I've been in the movie business a long time. But when you put out the word of God, it's in a different realm, right?
Right.
And it's not about making people. When people watch Salvation episode, they don't cry because, you know, Jesus suffered. They just sit silently for a few minutes. I always watch them because they're absorbing everything that the Bible says. You know, the Bible is not trying to make you emotional. It's trying to give you eternal life. It's trying to get you to repent and accept Christ and his perfect sacrifice and his resurrection. And then long for the fact that he's coming again. And then our role to bring people to Christ. That's the whole message. That's the message that I want to share. And I see people, they kind of just sit silently after watching it. And the word of God is just, the Spirit is moving the word of God into their hearts. And that's what I get most excited about. So I don't need to make people laugh or cry. I need to just let the word of God and the Holy Spirit convict people. And that's our goal. That is our goal with iBible. It's kind of fun when you don't need anything more than the scripture sometimes.
Absolutely. Wow, it's his word, right? It's his very breath, his word, and inspired. And so it's just incredible. And you know, you and I have the same passion. I'm founder and president of Soaring With Him Ministries, and one of our main programs is free Bible distribution, and then also Bible literacy, where we teach people how to study the Bible, because a lot of people do not understand how to study the Bible and understand it. And I'm, you know, I always say this, you know, not putting down Bible teachers. I'm one. I wrote Bible studies and stuff, but there's nothing like getting the Word of God, as we were just saying, and just learning and studying it with the help of commentaries or what have you, but just studying the very word of God. And so I have that passion, and that's why this project is so good to me. I actually am going to contact your organization because I think I want to partner with you all on my Bible distribution thing too. That's incredible. But I'm looking here and it looks like we should have the entire release, the entire Bible by 3032.
Christmas 3032,
final episode. And then you mentioned something that to me was interesting. So are you doing these episodes by chronological order when you get to, for example, when you get to First Chronicles and First Kings and Second Kings, where those stories, they are very much together. Is the plan to combine stories that way?
Yes. So the first segment is Genesis. Now we're working on the life of Christ, and that encompasses the four Gospels. We'll come back to Exodus. We've already started pre-production of Exodus, which is somewhat chronological order. And then we'll probably go into the Kings. And so, like you said, it'll all be merged together in chronological order. So, and so the entire Bible will flow like a chronicle in chronological order. We say we reveal the events, you know, as they happened and when they happened. So it's, we keep true to the scripture. And, you know, we cover the hard stories as well. And people ask us about that often. It's like, what do you do with, you know, Dinah, you know, who was actually sexually assaulted, you know, in Genesis? And we cover that story. And it's actually one of our most watched episodes. And people talk about it. They want to talk about it. And so we'll continue. We'll go back and forth a little bit with the Old Testament, the New Testament, until it's all complete. But we're doing both of them in chronological order. So we're not going to jump forward like to the Minor Prophets. We're going to go to Exodus and then the Kings before we move on, you know, in Babylon and all the things that we'll cover and into Daniel, Ezekiel, and then into the Minor Prophets for the New Testament, life of Christ, Acts, the journeys of Paul, and Revelation. And yes, by 2032, just, you know, 9 years, 8 years away from now, we pray we have the entire thing done. We need a lot of help. We need a lot of prayer. We need a lot of animators. Yes. You know, we need funding to get it done. And so we're praying. We don't have any big corporation. We don't have any sponsors. We don't sell advertising. The largest ministries they use our products, but they're not donating. They're kind of waiting to see. We've been told we'll never accomplish this. So there's been a very low level of confidence among some of the big foundations and big groups. They tell us they're watching us. And I said, well, and then we're just going to keep working and you keep watching. And, you know, maybe when we're half done, they'll start donating. I don't know. But I love it when people join the vision with us. There's been some people donating for 7 years and they've waited, you know, 5 years for us to see the app come out at Easter. Wow. They've been patient with us, but we feel we're at a tipping point. We feel we're ready to start excelling. And our goal is to release 2 to 3 episodes every month by next year. In 2025, we're releasing 2 or 3 episodes a month. That's a lot of work, but God willing, he's going to make it happen.
Well, he's the writer of the story. He gave you the dream. He gave you the vision for this. So we know that he who started a good work in you will be faithful to complete it, as the word says. And there is no question about it. You know, he called you. He has already opened so many doors. And it's a tall task, no question. But I believe in him. I believe it. It's a God-sized story, and I can't wait. I'm going to interview you again because I want to, you know, I want to keep up with this story and how it evolves and how just the wonderful things that it's doing. It's already doing incredible things, and I cannot wait. But congratulations, by the way, on this first big release on Easter. Thank you. I know it's a big date for y'all, just the first one on the actual entire Bible program. And so congratulations. This is very, very exciting. And Steve, as we finish our conversation, tell someone out there who's listening to this and they want to know how they can get involved. So tell us some of the ways. And of course, I'm going to put all the information to contact and to get in touch with y'all in my show notes.
So thank you for offering that. I appreciate it. And first and foremost, we want people to engage in scripture. That is our first economy, is having people engage in scripture. And so if you go to the iBible app on the App Store, or you go to iBible.app for Android, watch the episodes, use the discussion questions with your family. You know, we have a prayer in every episode. We have quizzes. Take the quizzes. And we have share buttons. Share it on your social media. Let's bring more Christian content to social media. You know, social media is the devil's playground. I believe it's one of his number one weapons in the world today. and even in Africa, TikTok is like almost hypnotizing youth, and they're just so focused on TikTok. Let's share the gospel with them. And then number two, pray for us. Like you said, we have a God-sized task. I mean, it's a miracle we're even where we are at today. And it's a miracle every month, you know, that we accomplish things and God brings the resources. So pray for us. Write to us. Tell us what you think. If God is leading you to support us, you can find us online at i.bible or revelationmedia.com and join us in support if God's calling you to do this. I have enough confidence now. I can guarantee you 100-fold return on your donation because we see the millions of people that are now watching our episodes and the thousands, the tens of thousands that are coming to Christ. And so some people say it's proof of concept, you know, as a business term.
Yeah.
But we're walking in this. It's no longer just a great idea. It's now out there, the beginning of a visual Bible for people to engage, to teach, and to bring people back to God's word, all of God's word. There's no privilege in life that's higher than that.
That's right. This is beautiful, Stephen. You know, every time that God gives someone a vision, it's so scary, and I understand. And it is so scary to take that first step. It's always something that you know in your heart you cannot do. So I have to say thank you for saying yes to that first step and for not questioning God. I know it takes a lot. And so I want to say thank you. And I can only imagine in heaven the thousands and thousands of people that will line up to thank you and your team for just bringing Christ to them where they could not have watched or learned about it if it wasn't for this incredible resource. So God bless you. I pray God's greatest blessings, and I know that He will provide for every need.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with our guests this week. If you'll go to my show notes, you'll be able to find the links to connect with the guests and any information that you need to know about their organization. Before you leave your platform, don't forget to hit subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes of God Sized Stories, and give us a 5-star review. It really makes a difference in the rankings of the show. And until we meet again, may God continue to bless you and strengthen you as He writes your own God-sized story. Thanks for listening.